Today's guest is Gemma Hoofkins, a homeopath who shares with us the incredible story of her journey to healing from brain cancer through homeopathy after doctors told her there was nothing else they could do to help. You can read about her story in her book called My Recovery from Brain Cancer, which is available through www.lulu.com. And you can find out more about Gemma through her website, www.thehomeopathicconsultancy.com. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Homeopathy Hangout, where we discuss all things homeopathy from around the world. And now my mum and your host, Eugenie Kruger.
Hello, homies, and a very warm welcome to Homeopathy Hangout. Today, we speak with Gemma Hoofkins from the UK. Welcome to the show, Gemma.
Hello, Eugenie.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you on. Tell us a little bit, Gemma, how did you first discover homeopathy?
Well, I had tumours in my head and they're being treated with radiology and chemotherapy. And I was just getting worse and worse. And my sister-in-law came to me and she said, "Why don't you try my homeopath? She's really helped my daughter. She had eczema and it's completely gone." I knew nothing about homeopathy, nothing at all. I'm very sceptical. And I thought, well, things aren't working. I might as well give it a go. So I did. And then the rest is history.
Incredible. And that was back, what year was that?
It was 1996.
Wow, amazing. And when did you train to become a homeopath?
Well, I graduated in 2000.
You've written a book about your journey, which actually is what today's show is all about. It's called My Recovery from Brain Cancer. Can you tell us a bit about the book and just tell our listeners the story of your journey and how homeopathy was used?
Okay. I was the youngest of seven children. I got brain cancer. Well, first of all, I had hydrocephalus, which is water on the brain.
And then was that as a baby?
No. As an adult.
Oh, wow. How did you get that?
1993, I think it was, yeah? Which is unusual.
Yeah.
And I kept going back and forth to them because I was having various symptoms and spatial awareness, stars coming into you, you know, like the cartoons with the stars going around your head.
Yeah.
All those sort of things. And so I went to the doctors and I'd been loads of times. I said, no, it's okay. You're just a, you know, and then they gradually, after a number of appointments, they said that go to hospital immediately. And they discovered that I had tumours in my head. Mm. They decided that they couldn't do surgery on them because it was in my pineal gland, right in the middle of your brain. We're too dangerous. Mm. So they did a biopsy and then they started off with the radiology. And then they said that wasn't enough. Let's do more radio, but not general, but more specific on the tumours because it had spread down my spine as well.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that didn't do enough. It did something, but not enough. So they said, we'll do chemotherapy.
Mm. Wow.
At that point, I'd go back and forth to my parents. I was living in London. My parents lived in Worcestershire at that time. And also my homeopath for the first time. I don't know how your listeners will react to this, but I'm quite honest and truthful. But the first thing that happened, she interviewed me and then she gave me a remedy. And I went up to the toilet and came back. Now, that's important because I hadn't been to the toilet, as in stool, for weeks and weeks, even months. I can't even remember.
But
the doctors gave me suppositories and apricot oil and all sorts of things. Nothing was happening. I was keeping everything in. And I went, and I thought, well, I went to the toilet and I came back to see what happened. And it wasn't, you know, diarrhea or anything like that. And that's important for people because obviously everybody has to go. And I know it's embarrassing for some people, but I tell people because
that's an important healing response.
Your digestion is so important.
It's massive.
And people don't talk about it.
Oh, I talk about it a lot. It's one of my favourite topics.
So that's a coincidence. Being a sceptic, complete coincidence. But it carried on. She kept giving me remedies. Like, at that point, my parents gave her some pictures and said she just didn't recognise me before and till now. And I put on 4 stone in 4 weeks.
Wow.
Probably because of the steroids. Was ripped my skin. So there's lots of scars I had. And I couldn't open my eyelids voluntarily. I had to lift it up to see anything. And all I could see is up to my elbow, and that was all fuzzy. Now I can see clearly. I've got a bit of a wonky eye because maybe the tumours, maybe the biopsy damaged my head. But I do need glasses. I used to need 35 prisms to see anything much. Now I don't need any. I've still got long and short vision, but hey, yeah, all brilliant.
Right. How long was the journey to recovery? So once you, did you continue with the radiation and the chemo and the homeopathics alongside? Like, what was that journey like?
No, they said our treatment isn't working. There are no other viable options for you.
Wow.
And I've got in my notes in my book, because I wanted to prove to people, people say, oh yeah, she's making it up. She's one of those people or something. I've got all my medical notes in the book to prove that that happened. So yeah, the oncologist registrar said there's no viable option for Gemma. My home path started with hopefully detoxing me from any reactions from the chemotherapy. And it went on and on and on. And then I thought, well, I don't know. I'm going to believe her that homeopathy works if she can help me with my eyes. And then my eyelids would go up voluntarily.
Wow.
And then it went on and on and on and on.
Incredible.
I have to tell people. Because I haven't tried it. There's so many people out there that don't know about it, particularly in England. People in London know more, but particularly in England, they just don't know anything about it. I just felt I have to tell people about this. I'm not just the only one that was helped. And as you know, and homeopaths know, that cancer, homeopathy does not treat cancer. It treats the individual. Mm-hmm. I want to make that very clear. So I just want to urge people, it's another option to health. I'm not saying it's going to help everybody. It helped me. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell people it helped me.
What sort of time frame was it until you were clear? And did you go back to the same oncologist? And
Okay. So I stayed at my parents' and had homeopathy regularly for a year. Then I went back to London, to my house in London. And then I had another year there, and I started training to be a homeopath, the College of Homeopathy. I called up my oncologist, and I was quite cross with him because he sent me home, and he said, I don't know whether you know, you told your clients, they said, no, there's no viable option for you. You can either stay in hospital, you could either go to a hospice, or you can go home. But I thought, the hospital, other people were dying, everyone had cancer, people were dying around you. And I thought, not very good energy. I thought, yeah, I'll go home. I thought, brilliant. So I went home, and that's where I saw my homeopath.
How long roughly was it before
how long?
You were?
I don't know, but about a year or two, I phoned him up and said, you haven't gotten contact with me. You know, at the phone, I was quite cross. The registrar who answered the phone, and she said, oh, Gemma, you sound really clear. Because I used to slur, but I didn't know I used to slur when I spoke.
Wow.
I said, yeah, I am. And so we arranged an appointment in London. And then I was really pleased. I got on a bus to get there on my own. I didn't need anybody to go with me this time. And I spoke to him and he said, oh, it's miraculous. On my notes, he says, this is a miraculous recovery. He did all the tests, he had nose, could you walk in a straight line? No wheelchair, which I was, no stick.
Wow, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. And I went on a trip to the Middle East, and I wanted to go and see the Red Sea and Petra and the pyramids. Mm-hmm. And I sent a postcard to him from everyone. Just let him know.
Did you tell him that you used homeopathy?
I did, yeah. And I gave him my homeopath card. But he never contacted her.
No, it's sad. I mean, I can never quite understand that, how, you know, if my clients come, and this happens on a daily basis, they tell me they've seen this practitioner, that practitioner, they've done this new therapy, that new therapy. I can go and research all of them and go and find out about all of them. I would never write off anything. If a client of mine had a miraculous cure, I would never write off anything that they tell me. I would always go and investigate it or want to find out more information, or at least keep that information in the back of my mind in case somebody else might find that useful. Well, I'm just trying to think of a technique that's, I think it's called the McKenzie technique that physios use. And somebody told me the other day that's been life-changing for them. And then, you know, later on that day, I had a client that said they have this thing. And I said to her, well, actually, my other clients has just said that she uses this technique. I don't know anything about it, but maybe just go see you. You know, I'm always open to
Well, everybody's different, aren't they?
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How can you not share that information with your clients? If you've had a client that's had a miraculous recovery, why would you not want to share that information with others?
Like in Australia, but at the moment here, the Macmillan people say it's one in people will get some experience of cancer.
Mm. Yeah, I would believe that.
So it's major. Mm. You know, it's viral over here. Mm, so
it is. And the children
go
as
on
well,
to anything. You know? But I do tend to get people who are patients who are grade four and about to, you know, being given a year or months to live or whatever. So, you know, it's pretty tough.
So are those the clients that you see in clinic now? Is that like a specialty that you...
Sometimes, yeah,
okay,
sometimes.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then I give them treatment and then they start to get better. And so the doctor, they go back to, it's all going back to the doctor. And they'll say, no, great, the chemotherapy is working, we'll do it again. And there's only so much the body can take.
Yeah, that's true.
Of these poisonous chemicals.
Do you know what triggered the hydrocephaly? That's so interesting. I've never heard about it in children often as a vaccine reaction.
The whole thing is a combination of things. Mm. But we've discussed that with my homeopath and other people as well. A combination of family, work, all sorts of things. Mm. If I dare say, vaccinations, emotional things that are happening. Yeah. Nobody's ever pinpointed that. I think it was just a congregation of the whole thing.
It often
or maybe it was meant to be, so I could tap in.
Exactly. What was the journey like for you to write this book?
Well, I started because I went to homeopathy and I went to an optician to help me with some glasses. And he said, you could see every time I went back, my eyes started to get better. Mm. He said, well, people need to know about this. What is it? And I said, you know, he had a friend who had doing work on a local newspaper. So I put a story in the local newspaper. And then the local news started to contact me. I did. The radio and this and that. So that they were saying, well, you must tell people about this. You must write a book. And I thought, okay. I'll start writing a book. And I did, and it's taken me a long time. Yeah.
And who would you say this book is for?
Well, it's for everybody of all ages. In school, you don't talk about what, you know, homeopathy. Nobody knows about it, but they're over here anyway. Mm-hmm. But the book is to say homeopathy can help.
Mm.
It helped me, so maybe it'll help you. Mm-hmm. So that's all there is, really. I'm not giving you what remedies help brain cancer or anything like that, because everybody's individual. I put it out there that my book, the first person that came back to me was actually somebody in North Australia. I was delighted and I said thank you to her, and she got back to me and said, a bit disappointed because I haven't got any the remedies. What remedies did you use? Doesn't matter. I could tell her what remedies I was given, but it's different for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So really, it's about my story and what happened. And it's just to say, homeopathy can work. Why don't you give it a go? Mm. Don't wait until the last minute.
Mm.
Not just for cancer, it's for everybody, but all your illnesses. You might go to a doctor too.
Mm. That's lovely, Gemma. And how can people get hold of you, and where can they buy your book?
You're going to give out some information about my...
It will be in the show notes.
All
yeah.
on there. You buy it from lulu.com. They can give me a call if they want to. What I do is Skype.
Okay, excellent. And your website is thehomeopathicconsultancy.com.
Yes, that's right. Look at my website. Email me. We can do Skype, but if you're nearby, you can come and see me in my consultation room.
Incredible. Thank you so much, Gemma. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And I hope that people take up this book and share it with their family and friends as well, anybody who needs some hope.
I hope so. I hope to inspire people to,
amazing.
To give it a go.
Great. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
Oh, thank you for listening to me.
All the best.